This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization expects more deaths to occur in Sudan due to outbreaks of disease and a lack of essential services amid intense fighting, its director general said on Wednesday. Fighting erupted between the Sudanese Armed Forces and Rapid Support Forces paramilitaries on April 15th and has killed at least 459 people and injured more than 4,000, according to the WHO's latest figures.
On top of the number of deaths and injuries caused by the conflict itself, WHO expects there will be many more deaths due to outbreaks, lack of access to food and water, and disruptions to essential health services, including immunization.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus added only 16% of health facilities were functioning in the Sudanese capital. Amid a shaky ceasefire in Sudan, members of the former regime, including ousted President Omar al-Bashir, have left the prison where they were held, VOA's Michael Atit reports.
Ahmed Haroun, a security official for Sudan's former president Omar al-Bashir, announced Tuesday that he and other former leaders were freed from Khartoum's Khobar prison. The announcement raised concern about the whereabouts of other former officials, including Bashir, who was also being held at the prison. Unnamed military sources told the Associated Press that Bashir, Haroun, and former minister Abdulrahim Muhammad Hussein had been moved to a military hospital. Bashir, Haroun, and Hussein are wanted by the International Criminal Court for crimes in Sudan's Darfur region. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
Ukraine's leader and China's leader had their first phone conversation since Russia invaded Ukraine. This is VOA News. The U.S. and South Korea say they'll boost their response to North Korea's persistent nuclear threat. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They unveiled the new deterrence plan during South Korean leader Yoon Suk Yeol's state visit to the White House, where President Biden issued a blunt warning. A nuclear attack by North Korea on the U.S. or its allies is unacceptable.
And will result in the end of whatever regime were to take such an action.
The plan includes the U.S. docking nuclear-armed submarines in South Korea for the first time in more than 40 years.
We're not going to be stationing nuclear weapons on the peninsula.
Yoon said the new efforts are needed to reassure South Koreans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The remains of a U.S. Army corporal killed during the Korean War have now been identified. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
He was Luther H. Story of Buena Vista, Georgia. He was 19 years old in 1950 when he fought back so fiercely during a North Korean Army attack that he was posthumously given the nation's highest military award, the Medal of Honor. The citation says then Private First Class Luther Story stood fearlessly in the middle of a road, throwing grenades into an approaching enemy truck loaded with troops and ammunition. He was wounded in action but stayed behind, tossing grenades so his company could get to safety. A just-released White House statement praises the supreme sacrifice and heroism of Corporal Luther Story. I'm Rita Foley.
Pope Francis has decided to give women the right to vote at an upcoming meeting of bishops, AP correspondent Charles David Aisma reports.
The Vatican has published modifications which emphasize Pope Francis's vision for the lay faithful taking on a greater role in church affairs that have long been left to clerics, bishops, and cardinals. Francis has approved changes to the norms governing the Synod of Bishops, a Vatican body that gathers the world's bishops together for periodic meetings following years of demands by women to have the right to vote. Observers say it's an historic reform reflecting Francis's hopes to give women greater decision-making responsibilities and lay people more say in the life of the Catholic Church. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The writer suing Donald Trump for allegedly raping her nearly 30 years ago told jurors at a civil trial on Wednesday that the former U.S. president sexually assaulted her and defamed her by lying about it. 79-year-old E. Jean Carroll, a former Elle magazine advice columnist, is seeking unspecified damages from the 76-year-old Trump, who leads the Republican field in the 2024 presidential campaign. I'm Joe Ramsey.